You. Get ready for the return of the Kardashians. Don't you know? Kick off the weekend with brand new Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Hey You.
Oh my God!
The Kardashians.
Stream or download all new episodes the same day as the US.
Best reality show.
It's a perfect family on another level.
Download the app or visit heyyou.com to get your 1 month free.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a parody of Real Housewives of New York, which is what we're recapping tonight. And joining me is the one and only, the most hilarious man I know. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, man. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hello, Crap and Fly. Hey, you be quiet over there. Now, remember, no one talk when we're talking. Otherwise, we'll throw you out. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We're doing our live show. This is our live show. We were supposed to go to Orlando and to Charleston this weekend, and we were going to recap Summer House and the Roni premiere, but the world had different plans, so we've brought our live show here to live streaming, and we're doing it right now live on El Patreon. And by the way, if you are watching this stream on Patreon and you want to comment, if you just click through to YouTube, you can leave your comments there. Like, we already have 25 comments. People are already going nuts, okay? So this is going to be a very, very fun time. We're really excited for it. So thank you all for tuning in to this live Roni recap.
Yeah, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
What a day, okay? The world just gives us so many gifts. And today, it was Real Housewives of New York. Wow.
Wow. This is what the world needs.
What a great fucking show. We really need, every Housewives show needs to be like this, where a conversation at a party is like, oh, I've been to jail. Oh, you too? What for? Oh, beating up a cop. Me too!
I know. By the way, I'm like adjusting my microphone, so if you hear like creaks and it sounds like a ghost is coming down the staircase, that's just my microphone coming into position.
Oh,
sorry,
that is
everyone.
Creepy.
Isn't that scary? It's the ghost of Bethany Frankel coming to haunt this podcast.
Yeah.
Or Carol Radswell.
It's the ghost of Radzi past.
Marathon ghost.
Ghost that just runs around the block constantly.
It starts haunting you at midnight, but doesn't stop for 6 more hours. It's like very easy to outrun it. It's like, I think there was a ghost in the living room, so I ran out of the house, and it's still, I think, it's at the door, and it's stopped. Its hands are on its knees. It's panting.
Literally the slowest trot we've ever seen from a ghost. It's that marathon ghost.
It's like, we do have time to call Ghostbusters and for them to actually take a flight across the country to get rid of this ghost.
Oh my God, wait, that ghost is stopping the marathon run. Now she is recovering a couch for a year.
Wait a second, is that ghost writing some sort of vegan cookbook? Hey, can someone tell that ghost to get off the counter? That's not for ghosts.
They keep showing Adam's Chopped, which I still haven't watched yet, but I know that they're showing it because everybody posts like, oh my God, Adam's on Chopped. And everyone else is like, we know already. We haven't seen it. You know, they get all bitchy. But I still have not seen his sexy salad episode of Chopped.
Oh,
okay,
I need to
see that.
I haven't seen it either. I didn't even know that it was like a thing.
You didn't know it was a thing. Yeah, I want to see Alex Guarnicelli just deal with Adam's bullshit for about few, with her no-no eyes. She's like,
he's like, so what we have here today is we have 3 radishes on a bed of parsley that's been lightly sautéed with cilantro. And like, the ingredients were like bubblegum, a piece of leather, and some Heath bar. So what?
Literally none of that was vegan, I don't think, that you just said. So never mind. He wouldn't cook it. Sexy radishes, though. I've been buying watermelon radishes, and then I've served them. I serve, you know, we're Lebanese, so every time you come over, you get hummus and grape leaf. It's like the same shit over and over that we eat. That's like our food. And so when it's my night for people to come over, oh, weren't those the days? There's always like a huge thing of my hummus out with, God, I have a hair on my microphone. Sorry, everybody.
I thought you were going to say you have a hair in your hummus.
And anyway, you know, a bunch of them are gluten-free and stuff. And so I make watermelon radish chips to eat them with, which is just basically sliced watermelon radish. But they're so beautiful. And every time I think of them, I think sexy radish, Adam.
Radishes will never be the same. And, you know, one of my favorite new cookbook authors is Alison Roman. And she loves radishes. And she's always talking about radishes. And I want to, like, be there with her for it. But all I can think about is Adam.
Adam. Yeah. God, I lost his dick pic too.
I still have it.
It might be on my old computer. Oh, don't send it to me. I won't need that back in my life. I need people to trim their pubic hair. That's it. I'm sorry. I know that everybody doesn't have to do it, but if you're going to send out dick pics, don't send it out like your penis is starring in the musical Hair. Okay? I don't want your moon is in the seventh house. Okay?
No. So anyway, the point of the story is this. Roni is back, and there was, of course, all this discussion. Could it still be funny? Would it still be good without Bethany? I mean, some stuff that we never entertained. Because we always have had faith in the show. But I think without a doubt, it was pretty clear. The show is doing just fine and will do just fine, right?
Yeah, I hope Bethany was at home cutting herself on her inner thighs over the fucking mistake that she made. Because that was dumb. I mean, this may have worked out for you the first time when you quit. And then it was just like Mamas and Carol and Aviva and those ladies. It took a while for them to get back on their feet. But this is not 1927 or whenever the hell that season happened. This is 2020, biatch. And these ladies are not going to just take this lying down. They came out swinging. And Leah is fantastic. I don't know where they found her. Yes. I have a feeling it's Staten Island, even though she says Chelsea. But I lived in Staten Island. And that girl is definitely a Staten Island grocery store girl, like a girl that you would see at the grocery store in Staten Island.
I don't know. I mean, she's definitely giving me like born and raised in Manhattan neuroses. You know, I do like, I'm also getting some weird like Kelly Ben Simone vibes. Not like in terms of that she's like a wackadoodle like that, but just how like Kelly also was sort of like this hip mom who had a daughter named C, and they were just kind of like cool together. And I kind of feel like we're getting back to that kind of vibe with Leah.
I don't know yet. I like her though. I like that she's not going to take anybody's shit.
I like that I had excitement to see what she was going to say. Like when Dorinda started popping off on Tinsley, I liked that. I was like, ooh, I feel like Leah's about to say or do something, because we're going to get to all of it.
I like that she's like a modern woman, but when they show pictures of her when she was young, she looked like she was on Boardwalk Empire. Like it's like 1920 during the Prohibition and she has like no makeup, but still like should look really pure. And like her family could only eat potatoes. You know, there's like, I like people who look like they're from the olden days and they like maybe knew that version of Steve Buscemi. Cause that was like the best version of Steve Buscemi that's ever been. It was on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. She could look like she had like a low role. I've never seen Boardwalk Empire. I knew Steve Buscemi's on it, but I see what you're saying. Like she looks like she could be going back to her home and she has like a fussy mom who wants her to rise in like the social ladder, and her mom might be like Brenda Blethyn or something like that.
Yeah, she just has like a puritanical look, you know, like an old look to her. Okay, so who cares? So here's the point. It starts off because Bethany quit this season. I think everybody had been shooting already, right? They had already started shooting. I think maybe. Some people were already in shooting, and that it just started, and Bethany just comes out like and quits, basically.
Yeah, and Bravo basically gives her a fuck you. Not that they won't have her back, but it's basically a fuck you. They start this premiere in a way that I don't think they've ever done for any other Bravo show where someone has quit the show, but that they got their own special montage at the top. And basically we see this, the very first shot is this image of Central Park from above. Like this, it's like morbid and dark, kind of like, ooh, who got killed in Central Park today, you know? But then, and then we just hear a voice go, what? And then it's Luann sitting on a bench looking at her phone going, this is ridiculous. They didn't even write up my cabaret. And Bethany quit.
Luann's hair looks amazing long. Amazing. Love it. Beautiful. Yes. Stunning. I'm jealous. I had no idea that it could grow that long and be so so healthy. I mean,
it looks great.
Is that what not drinking does to a person? I don't believe maybe. She stopped drinking, so I don't think that that's true. Is that what drinking
does? I think
does?
It's what living in a roundhouse does, you know?
It's
like,
roundhouse.
Because you never reach a corner, you never stop moving, and so you just like you just naturally burn off a lot of calories before you realize, I have literally been walking in circles.
Yeah, there's a nice wave always in your hair. And then we cut to Dorinda, and she's like, you're kidding me, you're kidding me.
She may have been yelling at Candy Crush. That was a candy cane. That was a candy cane. Why didn't it go away? That was a candy. You gotta be kidding me.
John, get my phone out of your mouth, John, right?
Hey, John, come over here. Yeah, he just stepped in a bear trap. Knew that was gonna happen. Didn't even say anything.
And then Sonia's on her, like, sad little tiny balcony. You know, it's as big as a folding chair, which I know is still very fancy. It's Columbus Circle and stuff, but yeah. I'm sorry. That's so sad. Go back to your leaky house. Wouldn't you rather be in a house that smells like dirty underwear and, like, wet armpits? Like, just go back there.
Go back
it's
to
better.
Your comfort zone. She's like, I mean, this is huge. This is as huge as this apartment is small. It is just massive.
And Tinsley's like, she never said anything about being back, not coming back. And Ramona's like, you know what? It's me. It's F you. Sorry, okay?
It's sorry.
F you, right? Set.
And the producer asks Ramona, so like, hey, so what do you think about it? She's like, you know what? I get annoyed even having to acknowledge it, okay? It's so stupid. I'm sorry. It's stupid.
Why do I feel like crying a little bit? I'm like, probably because you're drunk and it's 11:30 in the morning and I want to cry.
Yeah, Dorinda's like putting on her giant Joy Behar glasses to try to read the news. So she's like, what is this? There's a murder in Parsippany? Oh, Bethany left the show. Wait, which show?
Dorinda's vision is like my camera right now. What is happening with my camera? I just totally blurred.
Is
my camera's
you,
like, I'm sorry.
Is that you, John? Oh, wait, no, it's potatoes for dinner.
Come on, camera.
Did you get close to the lens?
I don't know.
Here, probably. I'll blur mine in solidarity.
Yeah, let's just blur mine.
Sorry,
this is,
okay?
Does anybody you know read what? Pants?
I can't blur in solidarity, okay? I'm sorry. I'm just like, you know what? Because when you're ageless, you can't get blurred. Hey. Hey, look at that. Hey, John's back.
Hey, you bitch.
No. I'm imagining Dorinda looking
there.
At. I'm
oh,
imagining
I know.
Looking
oh,
at.
I know
I'm
what
imagine-
you're pretending to talk about. But what? You know what? You're
Let's
right. I am turning
it.
Into John. Actually, I should be so lucky to turn into John. He's like he's like psychic. He knew COVID was coming. He just lost that. He got his COVID-20 off. He looks great. Okay, so Dorinda is like, you made me feel like crying. And then clips of Bethany just clips of Bethany basically.
Yeah, having
just
fun,
literally
like fun
getting
things.
Her ass kissed at one point.
Yeah. And then Sonia, we go back to Sonia, and she's like, yeah, I feel abandoned all over again. I mean, my daughter just went off to college yesterday, and now I don't have Bethany, and my favorite rat just died, so I don't even know what to do with myself.
Yeah. God, almost like if you broke your back and you were stuck in your house, but then your spouse wouldn't come back from Saint-Tropez on your credit cards because she was partying too much and wouldn't take care of you. Oh, sorry, Sonia's passed.
Oh, sorry, the ghost of Cheryl just haunted the podcast briefly.
What happened? I'm here, Sonia. Your friendly neighborhood ghost is here to pay attention to you.
Sir Ramona's like, you know what? I think we're going to be better without it. There, that's it. I said it. Because everyone's going to be freer in spirit. Like with me, I don't know if she's going to come purr to me in my ear or she's going to try and claw my eyes out. I'm talking about cats. That's what cats
do. That's what cats do. Now and forever. Except for Bethany. She's more like now and gone. Okay? Sorry. So then Luann goes, I can't even believe this. I mean, here, I was about to announce I'm doing another show, and here goes Bethany just quitting and stealing my thunder. How dare she? How could she do this to me? To me!
Luann, the most natural one of all of the poses. Like, everyone else is at least, like, going about their life. Luann's like, oh, I'm going to stand in front of the lake in Central Park.
Yeah.
Do you have this shot yet? I'm like, just keeps cutting back to her in that shot. So the producer asks Lou how she's going to feel, and she goes, This is how Luann sighed.
Yeah. Carol had just gathered enough life force to be reincarnated. She's like, here it is. I can be a human again. And we're like, no, she sucked it all in. I feel alive. So then we see a montage of Bethany screaming at Luann over the years, which is like,
you're a sicko for cabaret. You're a sicko. You're dumb.
You're a horrible person. That was the best part of the whole thing. You're a horrible person.
You're a son. You're a hypocrite. You have fucked literally everyone.
And then it cuts back to her, and she's like, well, it's really hard for me to say that I'll miss her that much, but as they say on Broadway, the show must go on without you.
That is exactly how Luann would say the show must go on. The show, what's the line? What's the line about the show going on? Show goes on. That's it. Show goes on.
So then, weird drama music. Oh, did you write down their opening lines?
I certainly did, because the opening.
So they call them taglines, right?
Yeah, the taglines. So here, I'll start. You want me? I can just copy and paste them for you.
I got them, girl. I got my good friend Wikipedia over here helping me out. Now let me just scroll down here, Wiki.
The newest housewife, Wikipedia.
Oh, she thinks she's great because she has a website. So the
it's
first
Uzi likes the Shaw Medea, all right.
So the first one is Dorinda, and she is literally yelling her tagline. Like, she's not only yelling, she's like in a different room. She's like, "Hello, he's right." Yeah, but you know what? But I'm never wrong. Never wrong.
Never wrong. Who's number two? Because they're rating these or putting these in order of how they're rating them, which is not really helpful for our live show. So thanks a lot, Screen Rant.
Sonia is next.
I'm no one's accessory. I'm the whole lifestyle brand.
I'm like, we're going back to lifestyle brand? I thought that was dead, but... And then we go to Ramona. Whoa, I don't need to find love. I love myself, okay?
Who the fuck are you? What kind of tagline is that? Who let Ramona Singer come out with that tagline?
How does she have... That's horrible. Yeah, and how does she... Like, first of all, it's not rhyming, which has been, like, her thing lately, right? Like, over the past few years. Like a fine wine and get better with time, okay? She's just like... But also, she's saying... I don't need to find love. I love myself. And then her very first scene of the show is her crying about how she's alone and wants a companion.
Well, if you can call that crying. Yeah. That was scary. I was like, someone cover her. You know, she looked like one of the ladies in those choking videos. Like, she is so ridiculous, Ramona. She's like thrashing around like she's drowning, you know? Yeah. Okay, so who is next?
Leah's next.
Oh, Leah's. I liked Leah's. I thought Leah's was the best. She's like, I may float like a butterfly, but I sting like a bitch.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. That's a really strong like debut line.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah. Tinsley is next, and hers is like about as sad as you expect a Tinsley line. Life isn't a fairy tale, but I'm hoping mine's the exception.
Tinsley's just needed to be my
I just wish Dale popped up in the corner and just said, there, there. Like every episode. There, there, little girl. And then finally is Luann.
Raise the curtains. Lower the lights. I'm taking center stage in my life. I was like, what? Are you telling a story to a child at the end of the day? Like, why are you rhyming like that?
I know. There was a lot of, like, there was a whole arc to her line. I was very surprised.
Also, there's thigh gap. And then there's what's happening with Luann. Okay, can I show the picture? Let me screen share.
Yeah, go. Give it a shot.
Let me share my screen. I'm going to share.
I'm going to take a sip of my Baileys on the rocks.
Okay, so this is Luann. Look at these legs. This is not thigh gap. There could be a third leg in there. It's like she got her legs taken off and then had them put back on really far apart. It doesn't even look right. It's like less thigh gap.
You know what it is? It's like those games. I remember when I was a kid, I remember there'd be those books where they had like three flaps and you could like flip through the different flaps and like you could like match someone's head with their body with like someone else's legs. And it was like when you're a kid, it's like the funniest thing. It's like it's a lady, but with a businessman's torso and a lion's feet.
Yeah, that's some creepy shit, Luann. Eat something. Okay, so weird drama music.
Yes.
And we see a correction van, and I'm like, oh, Luann. Luann's in trouble again. And it was a Luann scene, which I love. I love the editors on this show.
We're at the New York County Criminal Court, and we're outside this courthouse, and we see Luann exiting with Sonia, and she has the most dramatic, just off probation walk. She walks out the door, and she's like, oh, hold the applause, everyone, stop. Coffee man who I know. Whatever your name is, stop clapping for me. Stop. Oh, yes.
And they hug way too long. She's like, finally, it's over. And Sonia's like, well, I don't feel great. That was scary. Because poor Sonia has to be traumatized by every experience that Luann has. It's like Luann has to go to fucking AA. Sonia has to go to AA and get traumatized. Like, she's still probably not past that. Then Luann has to go to court, so Sonia has to get to go to court. She's like, what the hell? What are you saying? Things are okay. People live like this.
I mean, it was terrible. The judge didn't even do a magic trick. Sonia Rito, that's night court.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Wasn't Sonia the one a couple of years ago or last year who said something about the subway? She's like,
yes.
I meet all those people on the subway. Do you think they want to be there? They're just so poor.
It was her meltdown after Luann dragged her to an AA meeting. And she's like, people are in cars. Or, you know, the people have to go and buy their own groceries and walk on sidewalks and hold things. Yeah, she was like understanding humanity for a moment.
What is the brand T? Sonia has a huge diaper bag with a T with a circle around it. What is that brand?
I don't know. Maybe it's like Tory Burch, like the kind. It's like the ripoff Tory Burch you get on Canal Street. Around
it, I'm looking. Nope, it's not showing up here. It must be nothing.
Oh my God, this is Saint Tropez. That's what the T stands for, and the O is the O part of Tropez.
Because at first I was like, oh, Sonia's dressing poor for court because she had like a simple little dress on. But then she had this big diaper bag and I was just very confused.
Maybe it was maybe it could have just been a diaper bag she found in the courthouse. I love going to court. I find the best things. And like you said, they were hugging for so long and you see these people coming out of the courthouse and their faces are blurred. They're like, we don't want any part of it. And they just look at them like, who are these two crazy old white ladies hugging outside the courthouse?
Luann's like, oh, I would kiss the ground, but it's cement.
It's not like the good cement up in Hudson. No, no, this is that gross courthouse cement. Anyway, there's my coffee guy. He knows me. He knows my music.
Hey, coffee guy. I see him every week. And he's like, I thought you were finished. And she's like, I finished today. Yes. It's finally over. The whole ordeal has been going on 2 years now. Kalachis.
It's finally all over, so you will now address me as Countess de Lesseps instead of Lou. Thank you. I'm no longer a prisoner of the system, whoever you are.
So Luann's new thing, she's like, what people can't understand is, I just couldn't be present because I have all this going on my mind. In my mind, it was doing this in my mind. It was running around. It's like someone's lifted bricks off of my head.
So that's and that's a lot of big bricks because I have a huge head.
That's going to be your thing this season. Like, I just had so much. I'm sorry I ran over that homeless person. Was that me? I have no idea. I had so much on my mind.
I mean, isn't it terrible what happens when the government makes you stop drinking? You just become a monster. It's not my fault. It's the court system.
And Lou's like, my kids tell me, Mom, who cares what other people think? We care about you. Now, please stop trying to sell our house on Craigslist and getting into fights with cops. And I just like that because, like, in about two minutes, Luann's going to have a drink and be like, I was never an alcoholic. I'm moderating. It's fine.
Yes. It's like me with the Oreos that I've got back in the other room. I'm like, I'm just going to have one. Just one. I mean, look, I know my summer house recap earlier today was a little off, but it's only because I was thinking about all the Oreos I couldn't have. But now that I can have them, everything's fine. It's fine. I'm not an alcoholic, not an Oreo-holic.
Not me. I'm not in denial at all. I'm like, I'm a food addict, a pig, and a monster.
Well,
and it tastes delicious.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Corona is time for everyone to become a food monster. It is all allowed. So Sonia is talking about like, well, you know, these past 2 years, I mean, you hit rock bottom. And Luann's like, I hit bottom so I could rise again. Hit it, boys. I'm rising like a Phoenix, Arizona, where I'll be playing someday in the future. Rising.
Thank you. But you went MIA. Well, thank you for the compliment. I mean, MIA is huge. No, I mean, you ignored us. You were treating us like we were your fans. And she's like, I wasn't. How dare you, Sonia Rita? She gets all offended.
You mean treating you excellently, like I do every single fan, giving you the time and attention that you deserve, like the best fans in the world? Yes, I was doing that to my good friends.
And Sonia's like, I mean, how can she forget how she treated us? She threw a tantrum about the fish room. We see the fat tantrum. Lot of nerve you've got putting me in the fish room. She threw a tantrum. Then she dumps me after that meeting when I'm all shook up. And then we see her, like, looking at her own poster in Florida, going, oh, it's me. Will you take this picture of me in front of me?
Amazing.
And then she didn't bring back the truffle fries. Now that's the real misdemeanor.
Is it possible that Luann is simply Job from Arrested Development? Is that possible?
Is it possible that Sonia is just taking air filters and wearing them as dresses at this point? Like, what? Why does Sonia always look like she's been toilet papered in testimonials? Like, how many fluffy dresses can there be? And what are you hiding under there?
Well, I find out that if you just go to Valley Village, California, you stand around long enough, they'll throw teepee on you.
So they're just talking, you know, Luann's like, you don't understand, but at least understand as my friend and stand by me. Stop, please. I want my Sonia Rita back. Let's go back to Sonia Ritaville.
Making my way to Sonia Ritaville.
So they hug, and Sonia's like, I'll be there for you, but I just want you to understand and know that I'm there for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have this big, long hug, and Sonia, while they're hugging, Sonia starts eating her bagel from behind Lou's back. She's like, this is a really meaningful moment, but I do need some carbs right now. I found this on the floor, and I'm afraid it'll get stale soon.
So let's go to a boxing gym.
Yeah.
Now, this is who you should learn boxing from. A huge, fat, old guy with no arms, so it looks like he's never been boxing in his life. What the hell was that?
Yeah, he walked.
He walked like
Mick Foley. Like, this is like a guy who has been thrown around. It looked like he's been thrown around a wrestling ring for many years of his life. And he just is like, he's walking around. And he has like, if you ever thought about, hey, what would a boxing trainer from New York sound like? It's this guy, Marvin.
Yeah, he sounds like a community theater version of New York. He's like, yeah. Hey, move your head. Move like a pro. Hey, what's your name? Hey, what you doing? Hey, look like a pussy. Hey, come on.
Yeah, seriously. So Tinsley walks into this box, which is already hilarious that Tinsley's coming in. And she walks in, and Leah is there boxing with this guy, Marvin. And Marvin's like, how are ya? Yeah, get in the, come on, get in here. And Tinsley's giving us the update on her life. She's like, well, this summer has been about me. I moved on from Scott, and I developed my lash line, and then I went to China and came back with two little girls, Strawberry and Shortcake.
You rescue your dogs from China, a place that they eat dogs, and then name them after food? What the fuck is that? You know, like, here's my dog sandwich and Subway, okay? Like, this is the Lisa Vanderpump story. You probably went to Vanderpump Pets and rescued those little fuckers, and now you're naming them after edible things. I don't like that.
She probably only went to, like, Flushing, Queens. I went to China! It's like, no, Tinsley. Just because you crossed a bridge did not mean you went to China.
And also Tinsley's going on like, finally I'm taking a moment about me, because she's got this new kind of growl. This did you notice?
No.
Like, she's funny. Finally smoked one too many bezoned heads. She's like, oh, this finally it's all about me. And I was like, when has it not been all about you? What are you talking about?
Like, do you remember when you dressed up like a little doll and like sat in the hoop at the circus? You were literally in the center of the ring with your mom watching and hugging you afterwards. How has it ever been about anything other than you?
Yeah. So she's meeting Leah. We meet, yes, Leah. Immediately like Leah. She looks like kind of, I think, like a psychic a long time ago saw Leah and told the casting people, cast a girl who looks just like this. And they were like, okay. And they found Heather and thought, okay, we're casting her, because she looks kind of like Heather to me, yeah, like a younger version of Heather. And it was just like the wrong one. She came along later. You know, psychics yeah, aren't perfect. They don't have calendars.
What I like about Leah is that she gives off a vibe of a repressed rage, which is really important on a show like this. Like, she might snap at any moment. Like, she sort of clenches her jaw when she speaks. Like, her mouth does not move very much. She just sort of talks like this. Like, she just has years of anger that's just, like, ready to spew forth.
Yeah. So, they're, you know, chatting. They just met like 2 months ago or whatever after casting, which is fine. I don't need people to like be friends since they were like in kindergarten. Yeah, okay, no, it didn't work for Shaw's.
Hey, it's kindergarten time. So Tinsley gets in the ring with this guy Marvin, and she starts taking off her hoops, and she's like, you realize that these hoops are like my signature, so I'm losing a little part of me by taking them off, sir. And Marvin's like, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck.
Saying, oh yeah, I'm gonna punch the shit out of you. So they start sprawling or whatever.
By the way, Tinsley, you're not allowed to keep coming up with new signature items every single season. Okay, you had your curl, now you have the hoops. There was something else, like a baby doll thing or whatever. Like, enough. You can only have one signature thing, right? That's what makes it signature. No?
No. You can do as many signature things as you want to, Tinsley. You just do you, Tinsley. It's finally fine about you, Tinsley.
It's true.
But also, it's like her things are so basic that, like, hoops are your thing, really? It's like, oh, look at me. Shirts, they're my thing.
Well, that's kind of my thing.
Water. I drink water. It's sort of my thing. Okay.
And cups are kind of my thing, too. So it's sort of like the whole experience.
Yeah. Why are you stealing my thing? Punching kids at the water fountain. Get the fuck out of here, loser!
So she spars with Bruce, and she's actually pretty good. And then afterwards, Bruce goes away, and so now...
No, that's Martin. You're seeing Bruce, because Bruce is the new guy she's dating. Holler! Bruce is kind of my thing, so...
Bruce is kind of like my new signature boyfriend. So, after talking, after they... the sparring, she sits down with Leah, and they start talking about, like, what's new?
Can I take a moment in this live show? I have something very important to announce. And we save special things for live shows, so I have to announce this. I just want to say that Raquel from Vanderpump Rules is my hero, just because of the screenshot, and it's going to become my desktop background.
Show it.
This is the most amazing shot. Doesn't this just say everything about Raquel?
look at there she is. She looks like she's doing her monologue in a play that was never published.
Doesn't she have like the cutest, stupid face ever? God, I just love her. I'm such a huge fan.
She's acting out her one woman version of Are You There, God? It's Me, Raquel.
Yeah, it's kind of like if she was doing the 40-year-old version kind of poster, you know, that's the style of it. It's just, she's just so fucking cute. I love her.
She
is cute.
I love it when she does Chekhov. She looks great.
Yeah. Okay, back to the show. So
I love a good Raquel break. That was wonderful. So they're talking, and Tinsley's, first of all, one thing that's very awkward about this, and sort of hilarious, it's kind of got that Kelly Dodd effect, where in the beginning of Orange County, Kelly Dodd was hot and heavy with this doctor that she had already broken up with in real life, and had already been like engaged to like Rick Leventhal. So in this case, we know that Tinsley is with Scott and engaged. So here she is talking to Leah, and she starts saying things like, yeah, so I'm like, I started dating a guy, and his name is Bruce. I have to be honest, I don't really like the name. Don't really like him either. Not really a real person, to be honest. He's basically a flat Stanley who came to me. But anyway, so we're dating.
I love when people say, I don't love the name. Like, fuck you. Like you didn't choose. Tinsley. I'm sure he's really thrilled with the name Tinsley, because that's what everybody wants. Like, here's my girlfriend named after shit you throw on a Christmas tree. Well, I guess that's Tinsel.
Yeah, well, that's pretty. She probably was like, probably like road testing some like celebrity couple names. She's like, Toos? Brinsley? You know?
Yeah. Bruce Lee? Bruce Lee? It doesn't work as a couple's name.
Pinus?
Brinsley? Yeah, Pinus. It's not. Yeah, you're right. You have to have a good couple name.
But it's better than Scott and Pinsley.
Yeah, she does that thing where she's like, I'm so excited that right now it's not about me just like being totally in love. It's just not totally in love. It's like, okay, you know, I'm just kind of like, oh, here we are. It's just me and this guy. This is great. And, that means you're settling. Hi. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the world of settling, okay? Enjoy your stay.
Congrats on having lukewarm feelings for your boyfriend. So she's talking about, because Bruce has kids. And basically, Tinsley reveals that she is every stepmom in every rom-com, or like, the other woman in every single one. She's like, yeah, he has kids, and, like, guess what? Like, if you talk to kids like dogs, it, like, really works out. That's what I do. And I'm like, I don't know if it's sadder that you were talking to your dogs like kids or you're talking to the kids like dogs, but either way, Sandra Bullock's going to come around, and you're going to be out of the picture soon.
Yeah. And she's like, this might be the best way to have children. Like, you don't, you know, you're just, like, go outside and then you can just leave them and send them back when you're done with them. And then, you know, for someone who's like, finally, it's all about me. It's like, can we let the new girl talk? Because this is the same shit, basically, from you. I want to hear from the new girl.
Yeah.
So it moves to Leah, and Tinsley's like, so last time we chatted, you had a boyfriend. And Leah goes, yeah, we went to France, and on the way home, I was like, what's up with your divorce?
And he was like, and he said, the divorce is on hold, and I was like, my pussy's on hold, too.
That shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we see, like, a flashback of Leah hanging out with Tinsley, because Tinsley's like, she'll say whatever comes out of her mouth. And then, like, it was basically Leah 2 weeks ago saying, yeah, so I stayed in, did laundry, and masturbated for the first time in 2 months. It's great.
And she's like, yeah, you know, like, I just love my apartment and I love my daughter. I'm in a place where I just need my Mucilix right now. And then it's like coming up and it's Ramona going, oh. Like, oh my God, we're already getting a Ramona scene like this.
Already.
Oh, so gold.
So when we come back from break, we're at Dorinda's apartment, and we hear...
And then the- I wrote, Andy and AirPods, LOL, idiot.
Hey, it's Andy at home. I'm here. Recording, don't know what a microphone is.
Okay, sorry I cut you off, babe. Go no, for it.
I've cut you off about 15 times in the past 30 seconds, so don't worry. What goes around comes around. Such is life. Such is life.
On your face, am I right? It's like, okay, Leah. Calm down,
everybody. Hey, and security, remember, if people act up, you can kick them out. Just to give that live show vibe. So we're at Dorinda's apartment. So we hear the telltale sound of John.
Hey, baby.
How you doing, baby?
Cooking class.
I'm getting a cooking class. Oh, that's the line. How's your day? How do you sit down?
So basically, what we find out is that Dorinda broke a rib. And how did she break her rib?
Well, you know, I was having a dinner party, and then, like, Carson Cressy was there, and I was like, hey, can you show me some of the moves when you were on Dancing with the Potatoes? And he's like, sure. So he, like, flung me across the terrace. I fell off, hit an awning, bounced into a limousine, woke up the next day, and here I am, no more rib.
Of course, Dorinda starts her season going, hey, can you believe how good my rib is?
Yeah, how good is my rib? How deep is my rib? Yeah, so
she's like, you know, wish I caused me to become multi-billionaire, you jerk. And he's like, yeah. And I stepped it up, huh? She's like, yeah, maybe we spend more time together. And it was good. And it was weird. And familiarity starts breed contempt. I'm copywriting that Billy t-shirt.
Familiarity breeds contempt. And so does distance, and so does, like, just, like, medium contact. I just really hate John, but he gets me plates. So then we see...
I almost died.
That's okay. I was like,
I just swallowed my own... I just breathed in my own spit.
You had an amazing Dorinda monologue, and, you know, that when you do an amazing Dorinda monologue, there's not a lot of oxygen intake, so I get
it. Yeah, it brings a lot of spit to the forefront of my mouth, and then we move on, and I just start breathing it back in.
Yeah. So anyway, so Dorinda's showing John how to make lasagna, which looks delicious. But John is being a total klutz in the kitchen. He's like, okay, we'll do this. And he like takes like a spoon of ricotta and like drops ricotta over the floor. It's like, oh, John. He's like, sorry. Whoops. And she's just watching like, oh, God, what a mess. And like the climax.
It's called lasagna, not la floza. Okay.
So... So basically it culminates with like, there's just like lots of stuff happening. And ultimately John, there's a big metal tray that had been in the oven and John picks it up with both of his hands and he just like drops it. He's like, now that was hot. And she goes, yeah, I knew you were going to do it, but I let it happen.
You know what? I speak one language, Doug, and he speaks one language, Get. No matter how much I buck with him, don't grab the band. The cat's gonna grab the band.
Like, that was a really long way. Cats don't have opposable thumbs, Dorinda.
Cats are from Venus, and I'm from Albertsons, and I'm here to tell you something. I asked, like, hey, Carson Kress, did you hear that cats always stand on their paws? He said, yeah. So I said, take this cat, and he threw it over the terrace. And guess what? It died.
It landed on a bus and it went down tangent and fell down the stairs and I woke up with a rib broken.
And to this day, Fiverr still hasn't seen his family.
So they sit down and eat this god awful lasagna. I'm sure it's terrible lasagna. It's four lasagna.
I'm also starving.
I just ate a loaf of bread before I watched this, so I was like, everything's terrible now. I've already binged. I'm like a snake who just ate a goat. Like, I don't need more until morning. So anyway, Dorinda's like, did you hear? Did you win that probation, eh? And John's like, look, it happens to a million people all over the world. I don't know why it's such a big deal with her. It's like,
you know what, to be honest, I don't even think she's an alcoholic. I think she's just got caught.
Like, yeah. By the way, sorry, I feel like you're about to say something. I don't want
to. No, interrupt. Just that's my general look to like Dorinda pretending like none of that happened. Like all of last season, it's like all just a fever dream.
Yeah. By the way, I also really loved. I wish we did have the video, but it's so fresh. But when Dorinda said, "Did you hear? Luann's off of probation," she says that and immediately stuffs like an entire head of lettuce into her mouth. Like I've never seen such a big amount of lettuce going to someone's mouth while they were talking. Got a mouthful of butter lettuce.
Yeah, that's what's good about that Caesar salad lettuce. that romaine, like when it's like, you know, when it's served in like the big stalk of it, it's like the whole leaf. Oh, and you just pick it up and just shove it down your face, cream just like falls down. So the point is, not
wow, that got real sexual.
It did. We're talking about food and eating too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Everybody's
like,
I'm literally salivating. I don't even have to smell.
Salivating.
I'm salivating. Yeah, I'm salivating. It's not the lettuce. It's the dressing, you know, and the cream and the butter.
Ooh, that makes me really want to have salad tonight. I'm totally going to have salad tonight.
Tonight is over. It's done. We're going to bed when this is over.
No, well, that's because I'm still in California time. I have to have dinner. That's why I'm also probably a lunatic tonight, because I'm starving. Anyway, so now we go over to T-Bar, okay, which I guess is the new boutique. I don't remember. Was this the same place you went to last year with T-Bar at the new boutique, right?
I don't know, but I do know this. Ramona is pretending that she's going to cast her own show now because Bethany's gone. So you know, Ramona just going to bring on all sorts of her friends that she's like been telling for years. You know what? You should be on the show, okay?
You should be on it. Come on the show, okay? I'm sorry. I'm okay with it because, like, her people are hilarious. So Ramona shows up, like, she's trying to be like Norm. She's like, she probably walked in that door three times waiting for someone to say, Ramona! So she comes and she goes, whoa, sorry I'm a little late, okay? Hey, it's Maria and Missy, my two gal pals. Glad we have this UPN sitcom together called My Girlfriends. It's the Ramona version of Girlfriends.
Like, would you like a drink, Ramona? She's like, yeah, I would like a muddled mint club soda with lime on the side of it, then soda on the side of that, then a donkey over there going burrow, burrow, then a straw on top of the donkey, then I want you to put that on the muddled vodka, then I want you to put the mint from over here on the muddled vodka, then into the donkey, and then say, whoa, okay, just order a fucking vodka soda, Ramona.
Seriously. And when she does eventually get it, that glass has, it looks like a palm tree made of lime wedges. There are so many limes in there, just like filling up that glass.
Yeah, like I want 90 limes, you know. And also, I like that people, when she came up with her drink, the Ramona or whatever, everyone was like, Ramona, it's a vodka soda. So now she's like, muddle it with mint. She's like, oh, okay. So it's a vodka mojito now. Like,
yes. So then a guy walks over and she's like, whoa, it's my new neighbor in my building. He's like, hi, Mitch Modell. And I was like, oh my God, it has finally happened. One of my father's friends has shown up on Real Housewives of New York.
It's totally one of your father's friends.
No, it's literally my father's
friend. It's literally your father's friend.
I was like,
you know him?
I was like, wait, that name, Mitch Modell, sounds like I had a Vietnam flashback to my childhood. I was like, that name sounds familiar. So I texted my dad. I was like, do you know who Mitch Modell is? Mitchell Modell? Does that name sound familiar? And my dad's like, yes. And I said, oh, he made a cameo appearance on Real Housewives of New York. And he goes, well, he's a very decent guy. So there, Mitchell Modell, a very decent guy.
Dude, this guy came on and I was like, that is totally one of Mr. Madoker's friends. 100%. He was totally like Mr. Bernstein.
Yeah.
He totally has Mr. Bernstein.
No, it is 100% true. Mr. Bernstein is like my dad's best friend. This is this is totally true, because he made my dad's jokes, basically. Because he's there, he's like, hello, how are you? And then while everyone's greeting, everyone's like talking to him, this woman, Elise, comes in, who I think is going to be the new friend of the season. And she comes in and she's like, are you ladies ready? In need of a brunette? Anyone? Which may have been a dig at Bethany, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, but I think this girl probably says that wherever she goes.
Probably.
It's like one of those girls who's like, I'm brunette, and that's what makes me different. You're
like, what? It's my personality.
Yeah, I'm brunette. That's my thing.
Yeah. She's
so
yeah.
Then Mitchell's like, hey, you guys know my wife, right? Huh? My wife, Robin? She made me into a millionaire. Trouble is, I started as a billionaire.
That's my dad. It's my dad. I'm sure that joke. I would not be surprised if my dad tells that joke on Passover. And I'm like, I know where you got that joke, Dad. On our virtual Passover. Yes.
So Ramona is telling us, I had a fabulous summer, okay?
today, I sold my condo, and even though I bought a new apartment on the Upper East Side, I spent like most of my time in the Hamptons, okay? And then it cuts to Ramona dancing.
Like doing her thing where she's doing her like left and right, left and right. It's kind of like a variant on the Macarena. She's like, like one hand Macarena, okay?
But it's like stolen from her Instagram, you know, where she's just doing it by herself. She's like doing a Lisa Rinna, but Ramona style. It's like quirky jerky. Like,
whoa, I'm on Tok Tok, okay? Whoa.
Tok Tok.
I'm in a Tok
Tok. Fucking hilarious. God, the show.
So Ramona starts talking. And by the way, I feel like what's getting lost in the mix here is that we do have Missy amongst us, which is great. Missy and Maria. Well, Marissa, we know Missy, but this is our first time meeting Maria. So Maria already, I'm like, I need more and more Maria. So Ramona starts talking about her new apartment. She's like, whoa, I have a crazy anecdote that will appeal only to me, okay? Oh, I've been in my new apartment for like 2 months, and during that time, I've really only been there for 7 nights. And I think that like one of the reasons why I'm running, I think it's because of escapism, okay? You know, it's like the big popular thing. They got all these escapism rooms everywhere, okay? And in my mind, I think I'm this youngster, but I'm not. Because guess what? I just said the word youngster, so I guess I'm 60. Whoa.
It's like, you know what? When you're 60, you need a plan, and I wake up at this apartment, there's nobody next to me. Well, Coco's next to me. She's not a man, okay? She's a dog. She's a little girl. She's not a man, right?
And then one of her friends, I don't know which one it is yet, I can't tell, but her friend's like, I don't want you to feel bad about not having a man. I want you to feel good about being alone. She's like, but I don't want to be alone anymore, okay? I'm scared. I don't want to feel like this. I want a man hold me and love me.
Want me.
What? With?
Sorry. She's like, her face is red. She is thinking like, if I just like squeeze hard enough, I can just get the tears going. She is literally about to recite 90s R&B lyrics. Okay, she's like, I just want to someone to love, someone to hold, someone to want, someone to be with me and Avery, okay?
How is nobody coming up behind her and giving her the Heimlich? Like, she looks like she's fucking dying in the middle of the street. She's just like,
She's like, worked herself into a hysterical. She has the face. Her face is the color of my shirt right now. It's like I'm wearing Ramona pink. Ramona cry. Cry pink.
But nothing's coming out of her mouth, and she's squinting so hard, just trying to get something to come out. Oh my God, that was so good. So
normally, it would be a very sad moment where you're like, oh, this poor woman's depressed, but instead, it's kind of like the best thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah, so, and I was asking Ben before this, I was like, do I have a bruise here? Which I do, by the way. And I was thinking, how do I give myself a black eye? Like we just saw. I'm just like punching myself in the face all day. Yeah. So Ramona's like trying to cry, and stupid brunette lady's like, listen, life is like a Julia Roberts movie. Go on a vacation, fuck some randos, and eat some pasta. Everything's going to work out. And Ramona's like, and Mitchell comes up, or what's his name? Mitch?
Mitchell, yeah.
Mitchell comes up behind her and he's like, you have too many friends. I'm your neighbor. You know what's a good day? A day that you wake up, all right? Are you standing up? That's good.
Wait, if you stand vertical.
Day.
Stand vertical, it's a good day. Stand horizontal, it's a bad day. Diagonal, I got nothing for you. Okay? And then this woman, Maria, out of nowhere, she's been sitting there slowly getting drunk, but she hasn't, like, activated yet, and she's just sitting there like this, and she's like, you call horizontal a bad day? You call it a bad day? He says horizontal's a bad day. You know what that means? The horizontal, like sex. Like sex. Like sex. And by the way, I'm not acting like Maria. I'm caught up, entangled in my cables right now.
Well, Maria is a blonde lady, right? She's another blonde lady, right? She looks like Ramona, and she acts like Ramona. She has the same, like, squinty thing as Ramona. She's like Ramona's little twin or whatever. So I hope she's the one you said was going to probably be a friend of.
No, I think Elise is the friend of, because remember when we did the trailer breakdown? Sorry, I literally, like, it was as if every cable in my bedroom swarmed my chair like little snakes. They were like, they're talking about our leader. I was like, but I just got like all tangled up. It was crazy. I was like, I was like, excuse me, I'm trying to do like my very first Maria impersonation, cables. Stop this. So I think Elise is, because Elise was in the trailer a lot, but it almost seems like maybe Elise and Maria will all be friends, and I'm okay. Why can't we have more than one friend of? Let's have like a little cabal of Ramona friends.
Yeah, just in cases, you know?
Yeah.
A bunch of just in cases. Just in case Leah can't work out and Sonia can't come up with anything to do again. So, speaking of, Leah's walking down the street with her kid, Keir.
Keir's 12.
Yeah, you're 12 and you're not supposed to come for 12 years old. And you know what? I'm not going to come for you. This is more about your parents because they're the ones who named you. Uh-oh. You name your baby Keir.
I'm going to hide under the desk right now. I'm hiding under the desk. This is not going to, because Leah is going to like throw something through the internet and hit us in the head.
He ain't watching this. Leah's busy making Married to the Mob clothes, whatever the fuck that is. Okay, Leah busy.
Well, so Leah's walking with Keir through the street. And they're going to like some place called like Grand Daisy's Cafe. And we start to hear more about Leah, is that she's from New York City and she had a clothing line called Married to the Mob, which I think was like really popular in the aughts or something like that. And so she and her daughter go in and they order flatbreads and iced coffee and stuff. And then they sort of sit down.
She's one of those people like from New York. When people are from New York, they're like, New York is the best city in the world. I was born in New York. I grew up in New York. I have walked the streets of New York. I take subways in New York. I started a business in New York. I have air conditioning in New York. Like, okay,
we get it. She's also one of these moms who thinks she's the only one who has a bond with her daughter. She's like, I don't know any other mother daughters who have what we have. We're like best friends. We're mother daughter. We're like soulmates. Whoa. Excuse me. It's called Ramona and Avery, best friend, daughter, sisters. Okay. I'm sorry, but you can't take that from me. Okay. I just want to be held. I want to be loved. I don't want to be alone. I want to be wanted. Okay. Okay. It's like, Ramona, it's not your scene anymore.
Like, we're not just mother daughter. We are like best friends. We're soulmates. We're life partners. We are bagel maker and cream cheese supplier.
I'm trying to say is I have the mentality of a 12 year old. Okay. I'm basically a 12 year old.
Yeah. So like, Leah's like, so listen, I know you're starting seventh grade soon, honey. And her kid's like, I hear seventh grade is the worst. And she goes, here's my advice. Try hard, be your best, and don't let little bitches fuck with you. Right?
Keir's like, okay. So now we find out that Keir's dad is someone named Rob, and that they split up when Keir was 2. And that it's going to be one of these things where... But we see each other 3 days of the week, and we go grocery shopping. I'm like, uh-oh, we got one of these storylines coming our way again also. The Robin...
Have we had a gay dad dentist storyline yet? Because I'm totally into that.
Wait, is Rob gay?
I don't know. I only judge people on their pictures because, you know, I'm that kind of person. But they showed his picture, and he's like... And I was like, oh, my God, a gay dentist. I'm in.
I was anticipating like a full-on Robin and Juan Dixon situation, or who is the other one? There's someone else who is like that too. Dolores and Frank. I was like, do we have to do another one of these where we're gonna have 5 years of Andy saying, so Judy from Judy Town wants to know, have you banged yet? Did you get implants, Leah? You want to get implants? You want to bang him? When are you guys gonna get together, huh?
Are you ready to commit to implants? Let's talk about it.
I don't know, but I did like that she was saying, Leah's like, I'm scared. And she goes, well, when I was your age, kids were really mean to me. And Kiki goes, yeah, but mom said you were mean and that you were a horrible child. And she goes, yeah, well, grandma's going to get her ass beat.
And Leah tells a story about she's saying, like, yeah, I went on my first date when I was 13, and basically I like sat with this guy on a bench in the West Village, and then he like kissed me, and it was like a vacuum. It was like suction on my face. It was just like a giant, it was like an eel, a moray eel chomping my face. It was disgusting. And then he kissed someone else, and it was even worse. Ew, who does that? And Kira's like, I want to go home.
I don't want a cool mom. Have you ever met a cool mom whose kid's like, yeah, I have a cool mom? No, they're like, I have a fucking cool mom.
I know.
No one needs that.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of cool moms, we now go to Sonia's apartment.
Speaking of squatter moms who won't fucking leave your apartment.
Seriously. So please. Sonia's holed up. And this is her daughter's apartment, right?
Yes, and we only know that from our one of our really good friends who's a really popular housewife named Sushil Medea. But yeah, Sushil Medea says that this is her daughter's house and she's totally squatting there pretending it's her own. And yeah. I believe Sushil.
Is her daughter's name Quincy?
I don't know, but he was a very talented musician, I'll tell you that. Loved his work. Still do. Listen to it all the time.
Well, no, because it's kept on saying like Quincy's bedroom. And I was like, who's Quincy?
Is her daughter named? Her daughter's not named Quincy, guys,
maybe.
Is it?
Maybe. People here online, you know, like, she's a Morgan. Quincy? It would not be surprising if, like, you know, the Morgans probably go back, like, 5,000 years. And it's like, well, Quincy was named after John Quincy Adams. So, naturally, it was a good friend of your great, 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 great grandfather.
But how do we not know Sonia's daughter's name? What kind of fucking Bravo recappers are we? We need to turn in our badge. That's right. We don't have one. Never mind. Hold on.
So while you look that up,
is it Quincy? It has to be if they put it there.
They kept on Morgan's saying Quincy's bedroom, and there was just like pictures, and there was just shit everywhere.
Why isn't that is Quincy Adams Morgan?
Wow.
That's her name, Quincy Adams of Morgan. Course. Wow. She's gorgeous. Wow. She is a beautiful, stunning girl. Should I show her here? She looks
Please, let's see, over her mom. Let's see Quincy Adams Morgan. It's just so funny to like go all the, like, it's, I feel like people who name their kids after presidents, you go for the ones like Lincoln or Washington, you know, but like, and I know that John Quincy Adams was a very important president. I just, it's like, oh, Polk.
Look, she's gorgeous. And she's like, why are you taking my picture with this idiot?
She's like, I'm literally named Quincy Adams Morgan. Please. I have to live with this. At least that wasn't James Monroe Morgan.
Yeah. She's a stunner. Wow.
Well, Sonia's gorgeous, too. So, you know, makes sense. Also, they're rich. Yeah. Rich people are prettier, generally speaking.
Yeah, that's true.
So, shit is everywhere. So, Ramona shows up, and she has Coco. And Sonia's like, oh, wow, Coco. Coco's still alive? I had no idea. Wow, congratulations.
Ramona's like, yeah, she's still kicking, just like me and you.
And so he goes, well, I know everyone's dying now. I was like, ugh. So then Ramona, they're like subtly shaming each other's like, dog ages.
Because Sonia's the only one who dates her age, you know? She's the only one who actually dates older in this group. It's like, Sonia, the entire world is not your Tinder, okay? Yeah. Everyone else is doing fine.
So, you know, so Sonia had said, oh, Coco's still alive. I had no idea. I thought she'd already kicked the can. And now Ramona starts talking to Coco because Coco and Marley start playing. And she's like, whoa, Coco. Look, Marley's a little older than you, okay? So don't be so frisky. An older dog. Look, you have the old dog now. I was like, I'd love that you're negging each other's dogs right now.
I know, but the dogs immediately start fucking. Like, that's immediately. Just what they do. Yeah, Sonia's dog starts fucking Ramona's dog.
And they fuck the entire scene, by the way, because they sit down on the couch, and like every few seconds, the camera's just like cut to the dogs fucking.
Yes. So Ramona's like, so, Sonia, how you doing? Well. And Sonny's like, well, you know, I have gas and it is cold. And then I was walking in the street and I was wearing these heels and I fell down into a hot dog, which was weird. Had mustard on my face, didn't even know about it. And then I met up with the Nigerian football team. Then I invented pizza. And ever since then, I've been trying to think, wouldn't it be nice if there was something cool? So I came up with something called conditioning air. Ramona's like, whoa, Sonny, shut up, all right? Are we avoiding the conversation? She's like, is my rent due? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call Quincy Adams. He was a president.
We have a very good relationship with him. No, but actually what happens, I fell down and got a concussion. Actually, it's more like I was walking down the street and then Dorinda fell on my head. I don't know how that happened. But So,
I'll get you back, cousin.
So anyway, they're talking. The dogs are still fucking away, like just mowing, mow fucking, which is the name of an actual porn that I once saw in a video store. And so, Ramona, how do you look so disgusted?
I hate terrible porn movie names. I hate them.
That was the first,
like, such a turn off.
The first time I ever went into like the adult section in the VHS store, I remember walking in, and right there in the center was a porno called Mo and Mo Fucking. So anyway. Whoa, Ramona fucking. So they're sitting down. Ramona's like, whoa, I want you to know that there's some light at the end of the tunnel, okay? And now that your daughter's away, she's going to appreciate you more, much like my daughter Avery did. And you know what? Now that your daughter's gone, Avery really is appreciating you more. It really works, okay?
And Sonia's like, oh my God, she said she's not going to see me very much, Ramona. I'm not like you, okay? You would go to Jingle Ball where everyone's 20. That's just not me, Ramona.
I love Jingle Ball. I love it. It's wonderful. It's all the greatest musicians out there. Like John Mayer. I don't know what he's the mayor of, but he's mayor of something. And you have people like Nicki Minaj and Cardigan B. Love all those singers. It's so fun, okay?
And Sonya tells us, like, listen, I'm a daughter too, believe it or not. And the second I could, I got the fuck out of there, became a Saudi yacht whore, and then married a really old guy after being an Italian hostess in an Italian restaurant, okay? I just don't want my daughter to be me, which I guess is something we all face, you know, but hey.
Yeah.
Or just teach her to stick that money that she makes under a mattress. That's all you can do at this point.
Yeah. And now, after they've been talking for an hour, they finally realize their dogs have been having sex or trying to have sex for a very long time. Whoa, Marley, stop it. Stop it, okay? If you don't stop it, I'm not taking you to Jingle Ball, okay? I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, well, don't worry. Don't worry. She's fixed. And Ramona goes, why are they still humping, okay? So I love that no one still understands how like anatomy works thinking, isn't it nice to see everybody like getting along?
Yeah.
Like this is what we always say. Like it can still be fun when people are just like having a good time and getting along.
Right. Well, you say that a little bit more than me. I still like a little bit of conflict I like a little pepper with my salt.
Yeah, it can get boring. I'm just saying it can be done right where people are actually having fun and it's still a good show. You know?
So, and then it all goes awry. So,
Then a dark clad named Dorinda comes in with the craziest hair. You know what? Even her haircut, I think, looks cute. It's a little harsh, but
I liked it.
Her breast makeup is so, like, she's doing this, like, full body makeup, which is, like, silver. It's, like, metallic, but it is also, like, making her skin see through in a way.
Well, that's
weird.
That's because her makeup artist is Luke from Ladies of London. And you know that right before this, Caroline Stanberry called and says, Luke, here's what I want you to do. I'm divorcing Chem, moving back to London, and make Dorinda look like a witch. I'm the number one now.
Yes, yes. Make her look like the Tin Man if the Tin Man had chicken cutlets under him. And you could see them on the street.
What if the Tin Man not only didn't have a heart, but didn't have proper shading around his breasts? Do that.
How amazing would it be if they brought her to New York? Oh, my
that
God. I would die.
Would be great. Or even Beverly Hills would not even know how to handle her. Like,
no, she needs to be on
New York. She would be excellent on New York. I mean, New York doesn't need her, but she would be excellent on New York. She would be. Or they could just bring back Ladies of London. Hello. Hello. Come on. So anyway, it's the day of the party. Dorinda's having this like rooftop party and stuff, and she's like, let's face it, okay, I really am the entertainer of the group, okay, like the true entertainer, all right, because like Sonia, you never know what you're gonna get. Sometimes it's a bunch of gay guys, sometimes it's just a bunch of algae and moss. I don't know. Luann, there's always a ticket booth in the front. Ramona always has the same 30 people with the same faceless and dresses. And Tinsley, I mean, like, who would she even invite? Scott? No, it's me. I'm the entertainer. It's a song about me. It's called Disney.
So Luke is like, is Tinsley coming? He's such a yes man, and he looks crazier than ever. You know, his eyebrows are plucked an inch of their life.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, listen, Kinsley's a lot of fun. I don't know why she thinks I don't like her. Cut to Dorinda being like, you're a whore. You're lying about your birthday, whore. You like everybody you'll say more.
Dorinda, I love you. I love you. I think you're a national treasure. You're one of my all-time favorite Bravo celebrities. But have you noticed that you start every season of Real Housewives of New York in a deep feud with someone? Maybe you should start considering some things in your life.
And every single time, she's like, I just don't understand why we're not friends.
Yeah.
Like, maybe because you chased her down the street with a butter knife calling her whore.
Well, but by the way, this really, you know, this really means that Tinsley has arrived. Because if she has arrived to the place where she matters enough for Dorinda to be in a feud with her over the summer, then yeah. That means that she matters.
Yeah. So she's like, so Tinsley gave me this whole speech about how she doesn't want me to write this conspiracy theories about her life. Listen, I don't want to write a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying she's a Russian plant. And it's voter fraud. I mean,
all I gotta say is that I'm pretty sure that Tinsley was created in a lab and let out in China by people who don't have our best interests, okay?
God. And Luke is like, what? Does Tinsley get to write the rule books for everyone's life? Is that what Tinsley gets to do? Just write her own rule books? I'm like, you need to back down, queen, okay? There's like such a thing as being a yes man, but then there is like cheerleading somebody into becoming an absolute monster, which is what you're doing. Can't you be a nice, like, fairy godmother? You know what I mean? Like, can't you be the fairy godmother who shows up in a pumpkin at midnight? It's like, you look gorgeous. Glad you fit in the dress I bought you. Everything's going to work out with that hot fucking prince, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be this version?
Yeah, you tell him. So then over at Oscar Blondie, Tinsley is getting her hair done, and she's just, like, very anxious to see all the girls, and, you know... She starts to say things like, I just feel like there's something going on with Dorinda's life, and she's just like projecting onto me. It's like, not cool. I'm miserable. I'm fucking miserable.
And on one hand, that is something that everybody says, right? Like, you're only mad at me because you're projecting something. But then it turns out, because we see the coming this season, Dorinda's just having a crazy villain breakdown.
Oh, I'm so glad. Season. I'm so ready for angry Dorinda. Because she had, like, her last season was like, I'm taking care of me. I'm working out. I'm wearing Adidas. I'm going to tea shops. But this season, she's back to being, like, nutso. I'm so excited.
Yes. She was nutso last year, too. But
yeah, well, she's always a base level not so, but I feel like it's gonna come on really strong this season.
Okay, yeah. And it started last season, I think, too. It was her and Luke walking through Central Park, remember? And
he's
oh, really? Does Luann just get to do whatever the hell she wants to? Go get her. I'm like, that didn't work. So
yeah.
Stop listening to Luke. Although I love Luke and I'm glad he's here.
Luke, I am your entertainer. So, Dorinda, so Dorinda's going on. She keeps doing this thing of like, you know, I don't know anything about Tinsley. That's the thing. Like, if you try to get deep with her, she retracts. It's like, what's the point? You know, like, I couldn't even tell you what her favorite food is. I don't know. Is it Trix? Is it Trix? Trix are for kids, and she's a kid, and she likes Trix. She's also a whore. Is that what she likes?
You know what? I'm going to take her to breakfast. Because I have a feeling she really enjoys whore loops. And I'm going to order a nice bowl of whore loops.
You know what? I'm gonna get her some English muffins. Because they got a lot of holes in them. You know, nooks and crannies. So Tinsley and Leah, they get into an SUV. And they start riding over to the party. And they pick up Sonia. And, you know, Tinsley gives Leah the whole breakdown about Sonia. She's like, oh, you're going to love her because she's crazy and like, says whatever comes out of her mouth, just like you. Oh, you guys probably boned the same guy on the way to France.
So, yeah, Leah comes in and Sonia's like, hello. Is it Leah or Leah? And Tinsley's like, oh, my God, no one knows how to pronounce each other's names. It's like Luann always calls you Sonia. They're like, ha, 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 ha.
I also liked Sonia getting into the car. She goes, ooh, we have an SUV. As if they don't always have an SUV. It's like, when it's like clearly not shooting season, like, what is she riding? What is she? She's like climbing into the back of Ford Focuses or something. Ooh, look at all this space going on here. This is nice.
Well, it's her first day of shooting. I mean, anytime Sonia's like back from being in her regular life, she's like, oh my God, it's not a bus and a hot dog I found on the street falling into the subway grate. You know, it's like actually catered and it's an SUV. I'm totally into this.
Yeah. So now,
so Dorinda's like, I'm so good at parties because I take little bits of people from different parts of life and I put them into a stew. I'm like, you're terrifying right now. She's you're already scary, okay? It's episode one.
I know. She's like the original Hansel and Gretel witch. She's like, I put them in a stew and I put the heat on crazy high and then I take the pot out and I say, hey, John, pick up that pot. Hey, look at John's picking up the hot people's stew pot.
So she's introducing people to this like stud William. I mean, he works out a lot, named William,
oddly.
And she's like, he's a good friend of the moment.
I think we've actually met him before. Maybe the people on the streaming can weigh in. I think that I think that he was like a bartender or a caterer at one of Ramona's parties because he looked familiar.
Well, let me tell you, this guy is a 90-year-old in a 30-year-old's body.
Yes.
He does this. He does the double blink where you're not sure if he's having some kind of a seizure or if he's like being charming. He's like, hey. He blinks both of his eyes at the same time, but kind of fast.
Ugh. He's definitely doing it's definitely like a Freaky Friday situation going on. Like, secretly, it's like Aviva's dad inside that guy's body, you know?
Oh, God. Don't even say Aviva's dad. Don't bring him into this.
Okay, Aviva's accountant.
Okay, yeah. Totally.
So anyway, maybe William and my dad's friend switched bodies.
Oh, God. He's like, I got a good one for you. A Jew, a Mexican, and a white guy walk into a bar. It's like, oh, God, Mitchell. Here's double blinking Mitchell William again.
So Tinsley, Leah, and Sonia are all ordering drinks, and Tinsley orders like some sort of cocktail. I think she orders a Pinot Grigio. Yeah, and then Sonia gets she decides to start with a mocktail, and Leah gets a Red Bull, and they want to do like a cheers, and Tinsley won't toast with Leah until she has a beverage in her hand. I don't know, something like this. And they start to
you have to have alcohol because they're not drinking alcohol. So she's shaming them for pretending to be sober for 5 minutes because neither one of them is sober. They're just like, I don't want to get so drunk that I look like an idiot on the first episode. Okay. Give me until episode two.
Yeah. And Leah's basically like, yeah, me and alcohol have a very weird relationship. I didn't drink for like 9 years and only started 6 months ago to practice for the show. And it doesn't work well for me. Like, the other night, I drank too much and lost my Chanel bag and my passport. So, yeah. Can't wait for the next few months on this show. It'll be great.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the news, they're like, someone murdered with Chanel bag, a passport shoved down their throat. You know? Because the story was crazier than that. She's just like, I don't remember.
Could you imagine? You would be, like, the worst murderer in the world if you murdered someone with your passport and left your murder weapon there. Like, truly the word. Like, here is the most identifying piece of information that could happen.
Well, she's not the most intelligent criminal, as we find out later in the episode. But we'll get to
it. Yeah, and that story also. So anyway.
Yeah.
So Ramona, the thing is this, while they're all there standing at the bar is right by the entrance to this like rooftop bar, right? Like the elevator bank is right nearby. So Ramona walks in, she looks right at the camera, sees her co-stars there, and does this smile, and then just walks right by and doesn't even acknowledge them. She's like, ooh,
yeah,
people.
That's so...
I want to talk to them. I just want to be held, okay? I want to find someone who wants to want me, okay?
Yeah, that is so fucking Ramona. So Ramona goes to Dorinda. She's like, oh my God, your hair. You look so hot. You know? And Dorinda's like, you do. And then John comes behind him. He's like, hi, Ramona. She's like, get out of here, John. We're busy.
John, you can take off your mittens. Oh no, those are just the casks. He got 5-degree burns on his hands. Anyway. So then Luann walks in. She struts in like, cabaret star coming through. Welcome to my rooftop cabaret. And then she sees Dorinda. She's like, wow, look at your hair. Wow, you're regular Twiggy. Who are you calling Twiggy? Who are you calling Twiggy?
So Luann's like, well, I'm in shock, really. I mean, and Ramona's, you got your life back. That's me. Well,
And then Maria.
And some lady comes over with Maria. A huge martini.
It was Maria.
She's like, congratulations, I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to you being up Russian. And then Lisa's like, no, no. Oh, what, you're going to tell me that being horizontal is a bad day to cheers to not being a drunk anymore?
And the man's like, it's hard to wrap my head around the fact that I could have been in jail for having a drink, and I'm not giving that up right now. I'm a little improved. So half this cast, I love that half this cast isn't even drinking and they're still entertaining.
Yeah.
I would never try it, but.
Exactly. So, yeah, Luann is, so that the whole group is coming together. Luann is giving Leah, like, evil eyes, like, new girl, straight ahead, don't like this one, hmm. So she starts talking, and they have this great, like, Laurel and Hardy moment, the three of them, because Lou starts making small talk, like, passive-aggressive small talk, which is basically like, hey, I invited you onto a boat and you didn't come. So she's like, oh, how are you doing? Girl, look at me being casual and fun and downtown like my niece. So, I saw you were in the Hamptons, but I invited you onto a boat. We did get the yacht and you didn't come, so have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I was there, but I was with my friend Gigi.
Gigi Mortimer?
No, Howard. Gigi Howard.
Ha! A lot of Gigi's in the Hamptons, right? Hey, you, new face. Do you know any Gigi's?
I don't know any Gigi's. Yeah. No, you don't? Loser! She's like, well, I know a Kiki because that's my daughter. She's like, no one's named Kiki.
No,
my daughter.
No, she goes, oh, I have a Kiki. Oh, you have a Kiki. You could do a Kiki upstairs. No, it's my baby. Oh, you have a baby. Ooh, baby Kiki, huh? She goes, no, it's my daughter. Oh, your daughter. And how old is she? 3 months? No, she's 12. 12! Oh, that's a sweet age. That's before the teen years. That's the age when if you get invited onto a boat, you go. Am I right, Tinsley? Am I right? High five.
I mean, 12 years old. That's about a year away from when they start posing nude for old pervs and doing drugs in the bushes. Those are good times.
12 years old, back when they still appreciated Taco Tuesday. Right, Noel? Hey, how'd those breakdancing lessons turn out for you, kid?
So Dorinda's like, everyone, gathering, Dorinda's got to speak. All right, everyone, it was summer, and then summer ended. And now it's not summer, so I thought we'd get together, because it's not summer anymore. Summer's hot, and now it's not summer, so it's not really hot. So basically, I'm celebrating, but having a drag queen, I don't know why. What was I talking about? Is it winter? It's not. It's summer. No, it's not. Who's Gigi?
Gigi Hadid. So she's like, well, we all scatter like people falling off of terraces, and guess what, now that we're all together, I have a big surprise. It's
some
drag queen.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be Jill Zarin, to be honest.
I don't want to say random drag queen. Maybe it's a famous drag queen. I don't know. Maybe it was Jill Zarin, actually. Like, I literally don't even know. But she comes in and she sings, she lip syncs to Feelin' Giovanni, but, like, doesn't know the words, which is hilarious. And I thought, well, Luann doesn't know the words, so why should this drag queen? You know, yeah. It's actually kind of fitting.
And Luann's like, oh, they know my music. Oh, I love it. I love it. And so they start dancing, and everyone's dancing, and Ramona's doing this whole, like, hands behind her head. Like, she's, like, doing sit-ups but standing up. She's like, ooh. Feeling Giovanni. You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling wanted and held and loved, okay?
Yeah, she's dancing way too hard. I mean, she makes Lisa Rinna look subtle.
She is doing the Lisa Rinna, actually. That's exactly what she's doing.
It's like jerking, you know? It's like robot Lisa Rinna, like, ugh.
And you know what? I also felt bad. There was this girl who was there, like, who somehow managed to be at, like, the part of the perimeter of the dance circle that formed. And she's just, like, a normal girl. I don't know why she was there. She wasn't famous.
Are you calling her ugly? Or are you saying she's homely?
I'm saying that she was not one of the Real Housewives. She was homely. She was homely, and she looked very sweet. She looked like our. She looked like she'd be like a friend of ours, you know? And so I'm not saying.
Wow.
No.
I hope none of my friends are watching this.
No. I wasn't saying a specific friend of ours. I'm like, it's someone that we would like.
For fun, because I've been drinking.
No, I'm just saying it's like someone that we would probably like hang out with, the two of us, you know? I wasn't saying like, I wasn't being like, wink, wink, our friend.
So homely and poor. You're saying homely.
So the point is, she was standing there and she was like very clearly aware she was on TV. And there was like, she was like, should I dance? Should I not dance? She did that thing where she clasped her elbow with one arm and then was like, did like a little dance move and like, Should I do it?
Yeah. I was like, this is my chance. I could do it, but oh my God, Jedi. But meanwhile, the rest, everybody else who's not thirsty was like, this is sad. You know, because it was all the party surrounding them watching. And Leah just was like kind of laughing, like, this is crazy. Like, Ramona is crazy, you know? So then it cuts to her in the interview, and she's like, I don't know what Giovanni is. What is it? Like, the music keeps stopping every time it comes to Leah.
She's like, confused. She like already knows that she hates it. She's like, I work in fashion. Is this like pageant shit? What is this? And she's like looking it up and she's like, oh, so it's a clothing line.
The shade. So then Dorinda's like, you know me, I love, well, because first Luann's like, whoa, Dorinda really has gotten over this. This isn't just an olive branch, this is the whole tree. And Dorinda's like, you know me, I love hide, I fight hide, I beat up fat guys when they drop lasagna pans on the ground. You know, it just seems so ridiculous now.
Yeah, I forgive easily, even to kept women who insist that they don't share their lives with us. Like, I forgive, you know? So then all of a sudden...
If you can't forgive a whore, who can you forgive? They're literally the most giving people on the planet.
Just because she's a hooker doesn't mean she's not a hooker with a heart of gold. Come over here, you little rascal with the Chinese dogs. So Colin is... So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Colin Cowie shows up. And Sonia gets so Sonia. She's like, oh, Colin Cowie, how did you find your way here? You know, Colin and I go way back. I had sex on his sink in Saint-Tropez. Not with you, with Yanis. That is a quote, by the way. That is not us doing our, like, Sonia joke. She had
That's
sex
just Sonia.
Yeah, she had sex with someone named Yanis on Colin Cowie's sink in Saint-Tropez.
So then we cut to Luann, Leah, and Ramona talking. And Luann's like, so, what's your background, lady over there?
Person with
Where
face.
Are you from? And Leah's like, Chelsea. Where? Chelsea. Yeah, but where are you from? Where were you born? Chelsea.
Oh, like in London. Like in London, Chelsea. Wow, how continental of you.
It's like, so you're from here, Chelsea. Oh, well, you look so normal.
You look normal. Now, when you said Chelsea, meaning that you were raised with Chelsea Clinton from D.C., from Arkansas or D.C., is that what you mean by Chelsea? You know, Chelsea Handler. But where were you raised? Where were you raised?
Your favorite show is Chelsea Elsewhere? Yeah, me too, St. Chelsea Elsewhere. Love that show. Chelsea, I'm from fucking Chelsea, all right?
Oh, you watch Southern Charm too, one of our sister shows. Chelsea, she's hilarious. So tell us, where are you from?
I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie. Something, 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 Chelsea. It's from Cabaret. Life is a cabaret. Oh. And you know what? The person who said life isn't a cabaret is now gone. So what do you think of that?
So anyway, tell me, where are you from?
Chelsea, goddammit!
I love Frozen too. Elsa's just wonderful.
So, Luann goes, you look so normal. She's like, give it time, lady. And she's like, well, the night is young. So, Chelsea, and you have a daughter that's 3, 19. What's your son? Is it a son?
Your daughter named Gigi, right? It's Gigi, yes.
You gave birth to a boat that Tinsley didn't show up on, eh?
So,
fascinating.
Finish the... Okay, fill in the blank. My name is Leah. I have a daughter named Gigi, and I was raised in... We're all blaming Luann. Luann was the most open about it. It was Ramona who was like, and where are you from? Okay? Where are you from?
Because Ramona is always so ready to diss people based on geography. Because that's how it is in New York. Even when I lived in New York, like, I knew my place because I wasn't from New York, and I understood that that was different. But every... extra year I lived in New York, I was like, yeah, you're 6, bitch. I'm from New York. Yeah.
So they're talking about life and everything, and Leah's talking, like, they're talking about the dad and everything, like her, like the baby daddy and everything, and she's saying how she loves being single, and everyone's like, whoa, so funny that you say that you want to be single, because like I really want a partner, okay? I don't need to be married, okay? But I just want to, like, wake up and be happy and look to my right and not see just Coco. I want to see a man, okay? Because my mother always said, you don't want to rely on a man for your happiness, but guess what? Now I'm 60 and I'm relying on a man. So tell me, where are you from again?
And the man's like, well, you have to understand, Gigi. You know, me and Ramona, we're both old school, you know, we're just old. I was like, what are you talking about old school? You fucked some stranger at a hotel in the wrong hotel room, beat up a cop. The year after you fuck, or 2 years after, you fucked a fucking pirate.
Yeah.
In a greenhouse or some shit.
Well, yeah.
And then pretended you knew French to deny it. Can we please pretend? Can we please stop pretending you're like Betty Crocker over there? Just like going by the rules and just living normally on a cul-de-sac, Luann.
Well, you know, I'm something of an old soul, old solo act. Hit it, boys. I'm a singer and I have a yacht, and Tinsley did not come on it. Ta-da. She doesn't even know how to say huzzah, right? She says ha-da.
Mm.
So anyway, so
the other day I was singing the X-Files theme as Luann. I was walking around. No. I don't know why, but it's this quarantine thing. I was walking around my house going,
So, alien, where are you from?
I did it for like 20 minutes. I didn't even laugh.
I was singing Growing Pains. It took me like 20 minutes to go,
what the fuck are you doing?
I was singing Growing Pains. I was literally singing to myself, but now I'm imagining as Luann, as long as we got each other, booze, making our way in our life today, baby, you and I, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit. Line.
So, yeah, Ramona's like, we need a partner. It's like, we're old school. I mean, I've been through hell in the past couple of years. I've been divorced. I've been arrested, which is this season. I've been married. I've been to prison.
Yes.
And Leah goes, oh, so you were arrested. That's why you were on probation.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that makes sense. I thought it was that your yacht failed some sort of violations, which is why Tinsley did not go on. No. I did the classic thing. Well, it's a great story. First, I was staying at my friend Barbara's house. Everyone loves Barbara. Am I right, Ramona? Please never say her name again, okay? And she had this cat, and the cat was meowing so loudly. Anyway, turns out that Barbara's house in Florida is next to this big cat sanctuary run by a woman named Carol. Who would have thought? Another Carol in my life. What were we talking about?
We're old school. So Leah's like, all right, so that's why you were arrested. Well, I've been arrested too. She's, oh, for what? Well, you know, like obstruction of justice, attacking a police officer. And Luann goes, me too.
Oh god, me too. Me too. Wow.
So Leah's like, yeah, I sued the cops though, because they knocked my teeth out. Look at these new teeth. They're new. Yeah.
So then Leah tells a story, her story. She's like, well, it was 2002. It was the 4th of July, and I started making out with this guy, and all of a sudden, we're surrounded by cops. I'm like, that doesn't just happen. I mean, if you're a white lady in New York, it doesn't just happen.
But it's just so funny, because it's even more than that. She goes, it's the 4th of July of 2002. I run into a guy on the street I hadn't seen for a while. We start making out.
And suddenly, there are cops all around. I'm like, was it Jeffrey Epstein? Who were you making out with? And she's like, and so I had my natural reaction, which is that I threw a bottle of water at the cop from at the back of it, hit the back of his head, and so he punched me in the face and slammed my face into the subway grates 3 times, and they locked me up.
Yeah, and then she's like, but then I won $75,000. And with that $75,000, I started my business. Luann's like, yes!
That's great. Here's what I did. I slipped out of handcuffs, got thrown into the Palm Beach jail. Someone threw a salami sandwich right in my face. It was so degrading. There was a mustard packet in it and everything. I got out of it and became a cabaret star! Wow, we're like the same people.
I love that that this new girl, Leah's business was built on money she got from getting her head slammed into a subway grate from three a cop after over. Throwing a water bottle into his head.
What was this? Was she at like a Nazi rally? I mean, come on. So then she goes, and you know what? After that happened, I said, okay, Leah, you've been making bad choices. And here's a little gift for you from the universe, and be smart with it. I was like, that was not a gift from the universe. You got your teeth smashed out because your head was smashed into a subway grate three times over. That is not a gift. That's called you had a terrible moment in your life.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Okay, so then Tinsley pulls over to Dorinda to talk, and Dorinda's doing that thing where she's always acting like it's just a nice lady at the bakery. It's like, hey, you know, I'm here for my son's birthday party. Okay, come on, baby, come on, baby,
have a seat, lady. Anna-tina, come sit in the Anna-tina's lounge. Hey, before we start talking, I gotta know, are there any terraces nearby? Because this is gonna get dirty real soon. Okay, gotta make
Carson
sure.
Carson Kressley's got the strength of a rhinoceros. I'm owning you right now.
I only got 8 more ribs left, okay?
So Tinsley's like, oh, clearly this isn't the place for a combo, but... And she's like,
Correct.
But here's the thing, like, I feel like we've been friends and then we've had issues, and I'd love if we could talk to ourselves maybe one day, but not today, but someday I'd love to really sit down with you.
And Dorinda's like, yeah, okay. But listen, here's the breakfast I got. You know, yeah, I get some text. You send me don't send conspiracy theories or nothing.
It's not that.
It's just that you keep us guessing, and you know, it's like we're trying to drag info out of you, Tinsley, right?
Yeah, and Tinsley's like, well, what don't you know about me? I mean, I'm literally in the tabloids all the time, right, Mother? That's right, the good girl, she got into the tabloids this week. We're so proud of her.
She's like, you don't know anything even about me? What are you talking about? You know me!
It's like, listen, I saw you in January, and then the next week, you had dinner with Scott.
It's like, it wasn't even the next week, it was the next day!
So, I'm just saying, be transparent about it.
But what's wrong with me going out with him the next...
Just be transparent!
But what's wrong with it?
Be transparent!
Dorinda doesn't even know what to do with Tinsley, yes. Like... sassing back to her. She starts just kind of shorting out, you know?
And I like that she when this conversation started, when Dorinda said, all right, you know what, let's have this conversation before I drink too much because I'm planning on it. I'm like, before? You're wasted now, lady. I mean, your beret is like on your mouth at this point, okay? So yeah. So they start talking. So they start yelling. They're getting more and more tense. And then each other. And Dorinda's like, I think that Tinsley is a riddle that none of us are going to try to find. Sort of like that riddle. What happens when you put a comb in a toaster and walk out the room and tell John it's a Pop Tart? It's a riddle. So then we go over to
spoiler alert. He did.
It's a riddle wrapped in enigma, wrapped in a croissant, wrapped in a hot pocket, wrapped in some dryer sheets, wrapped in a potato sack, wrapped in an envelope, wrapped in a very hot pan that John just picked up.
So then we cut to Sonia introducing the hot guy, double squint twitcher, yes. Matthew or whatever, to Leah. And she's like, oh my God, this person's young and hot, Leah, okay? And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't want babies either, Sonia. Not right now. Like, I'm good for now.
Yeah. And because Sonia's whole thing is that she wants to have revenge sex with William. She's like, well, Ramona's always taking all my lovers, so I thought I'd go after William and see how that feels, you know? And Leah's sitting there and just, like, horrified by what's happening. Because she sees, first of all, that William is just so super cheesy. She literally goes... She's like, I don't think you can handle Sonia. I mean, I just met her, but I can already tell you can't handle her. I mean, you look like the kind of guy who just looks at himself in the mirror during sex. Like, why are you not on Summer House? Get out of here.
And he squints. He's like, hey. Like, kind of twitch, double squints at her. And Sonia's like, why are you talking like that? You're getting him upset. Don't be upset. And he's like, yeah, William reminds me of the kind of guy that's trying to rub your clit, but he's in the wrong place, and he's doing it too hard, and it hurts. Like, That's what I think of William when I look at him.
I was like, whoa. She's like, ow, you're hurting my thigh.
Because no, William, that's my thigh. And he's like, well, I love being single. You know, I don't have to have babies right now. She goes, well, actually, I like men with children because they're good people.
She says they're better people. They're better people.
They're better people.
Sometimes. So then Sonia's getting all mad because Leah's sort of like ruining the vibe. She's like, I don't understand. She's really getting in the way. I mean, like, hello, I'm right here. I mean, when's somebody going to wake up and smell the Sonia?
I think they do. They probably do. Someone, you know, someone in that circle is like, why does it smell like 2 days ago? So Sonia's like, I'll bring Lou in. She wants to catch some dick. You are brutal.
So meanwhile, Tinsley and Dorinda are still fighting, and so Dorinda's like, let me tell you something, it's not just me who thinks
it's just you. It is just you.
I tell you the truth and you don't want to accept that. You're calling me a liar.
You're putting words in my mouth. You're being tricky with me. You are not going to be tricky with me. I'm not tricky, right? You're not going to be losing me.
And the finger's coming out. Like, the finger is, like, sort of, like, at 27 degrees. It's, like, it's not doing the thing forward. It's not, like, the two fingers out forward. But it's coming out. You think it's tricky? Is it tricky? It's like, I will win every time. Oh, you think you're some tough girl. I am tough. So am I.
She's like, you think you're gangster? She's like,
I am gangster.
Then she's like,
Dorinda tells her, oh, you're coming over here trying to be a tough person? You're failing. You come in here and you think you're going to ride up on me and make some big statement? Not going to happen, sister. Dorinda is so shocked that this girl has the gall to come after her. And I'm cheering, you know, and I like Dorinda, but Dorinda needs to get put in her fucking place. She cannot just be acting like this crazy ass drunk bitch every single year and being vile to everybody. She's got to stop, mother.
I know, seriously. It's so good. And Tinsley's like, I'm not trying to make a statement. I'm not. She's like, Are we finished? Because I'm done. Thank you so much. You look beautiful. Your lashes look great. You're never going to have a child. Goodbye. So Tinsley's like, that's great. Thank you, Dorinda. You're such a sweet woman. So then Dorinda walks over to Luann and Sonia, who are sitting on the side. And, you know, Luann and Sonia are having a side conversation. Like, well, she says her name is Chelsea, but also Leah. We still don't really know where she's from. Oh, Dorinda, what's going on?
So has anybody heard from Gigi?
Dorinda's like, do we know who Tinsley is? Everyone knows her except for me, apparently. So then Tinsley comes over
and she's like, she's being mean to me.
She says, you know what? You don't know shit. Shut your mouth.
And she goes, oh, you know what? You just have to like drive every conversation, Dorinda.
She goes, who cares?
Then she goes, well, I don't care either what you have to say.
And then Dorinda stands up and she's like, oh, kindergarten. Oh,
kindergarten sucks now. And then before that, though, they're accusing each other of being fake and everything. And Tinsley's like, Chinsley's like, you know what? I'm trying to tell you the truth and you won't listen. And Dorinda goes, okay, first of all, lower your dolly voice, okay? Lower your dolly voice, okay? And Leah's sitting there. She's like, what the fuck is going on here? And Leah starts to like lean in like this. Like, oh, shit. Leah's about to start fighting with Dorinda. I can feel it. And Luann's like, I got to get out of here. This is getting a little crazy for me. I mean, we just solved things. I got an olive tree. Did you guys hear that joke about the olive tree before? I'll say it again.
So Dorinda's now standing and she's in Tinsley's face, because when Dorinda can't win, when Dorinda's losing an argument, she just gets bigger and starts standing up and getting in her face and screaming. And Tinsley's like, I don't care about you. I lived through Dale.
Yeah.
Okay. My God, I grew up with Dale, bitch. Bring it. So she's not scared, but Dorinda's like screaming kindergarten over and over again.
Leah goes,
why are you acting like this? You're acting crazy. And then Leah tells us, Dorinda looks like the snake from Beetlejuice, but scarier and meaner.
And meanwhile, and Dorinda just keeps going, kindergarten starting, you could be late for the bus, kindergarten starting, you bore me, I'm an entertainer, you bore me. And Tinsley goes, and so Dorinda starts to walk away, and I guess she trips or something, because I didn't really see it, but Tinsley goes, "Watch out, Dorinda, don't trip!" And Dorinda, like, swivels back around and gets right up into her face, and is like, "Hey, my heel got stuck, honey. The difference is, honey, I bought them. I bought my heels. I never laid on the back for any of them."
And Leah's like, "Oh my God." And Tinsley just goes, "You're disgusting. You're a jealous bitch, bitch." Where did this Tinsley come from?
It was so good.
I loved that.
This is the, you know what? This is the Tinsley that snuck into her ex's room in Palm Beach and got arrested. And I feel like Dale
totally.
Finally
said,
Dale was like, "All right, Tinsley, the time has come. We've tried hard to keep the beast inside, but it's too late. It's now or never. Release the Tinsley Kraken.
Release the Tinsley. Release the Tinsley that was in the bushes outside that mansion with mascara running down her face, darling.
Let
That's
her
the
know
Tinsley we wanna
she's
see.
Welcome here. This is a safe place, Tinsley."
Yeah, I was extremely proud of Tinsley. You go, bitch. And apparently Tinsley quits the season. And
I know, like
why?
Boy,
well, good for her. Good no. for her not taking this shit and leaving and going to her rich husband until she gets dumped again and then comes back on this show and, like, makes another name for herself.
Yeah, but
good
fuck for him for making her quit her job to be with him.
No, I don't think she did. I think she quits because Dorinda goes so hard on her the whole season. I don't think Dorinda lets up. This is Dorinda's shit for the season, you know? Dorinda always picks someone to hate for the season. She's like a fun version of Reza from Shaws.
Yeah.
You know
well,
how Reza
I was
picks
just
someone?
Well, you know what? I was
Dorinda
just actually
does it every year, and Dorinda has been failing year after year. Like, she had that first year where she was fun and everybody loved her, the second year where she was amazing and became a huge Bravo star, and then she went cuckoo bird and crazy and got so fucking toxic and mean and dark that she just can't win now. But she's a great housewife, and it's fun to watch her, but...
But you know what? And by the way, Lori C. just made a comment. Dorinda was not independently wealthy. She married well. Correct.
Okay,
well actually,
I don't know. Correct,
that Bluestone Manor is pretty huge. But still, either way, the
point... Well, but that's even if that was a thing. Yeah, but that was her husband who bought that. But the question I have about Dorinda, now that we have people here commenting, I read that Dorinda had like a cashmere company or something before she met her husband.
Maybe.
And she became rich from that, so she has her own money, but I don't know.
I think that one thing that is really driving Dorinda's anger is something that is similar to what drove Reza's anger with Asa, which is that basically they put their lives out for the show. They air it all out. Dorinda puts everything with her daughter, with John, and Bethany put most things out there. Like, everyone sort of puts all the shitty stuff out there. And that Scott gets a pass, or that Tinsley gets to, like, hide all the stuff with Scott. And I think that's what she's really saying, which is that...
Yeah, but I don't agree with that. Not what you're saying, but I don't agree with Dorinda being like that, because Dorinda doesn't put shit out there. Her husband died, so she was sad about that. Okay, you put that out there, but it's not like he ever had to shoot either. Okay, and I'm not just being a bitch. I'm just saying, like,
no.
Okay, like, you're upset that your husband died. Okay, what has she ever put out other than that? She fought with John a couple of times in dry cleaning. Then when people were too mean to him, and when Bethany called them cokeheads, she didn't show John again. She kept John completely off camera, and then had all this bullshit of like, I'm still sad about Richard and my daughter staying in my apartment.
You know what
the
it's
fuck
not
is
a,
Dorinda
not,
ever put out there?
It's not a rational response. I think what it is that. It's not so much about what has Dorinda put out there. I think it's more like she put her relationship with John out there, and John got made fun of ruthlessly on the internet, and it probably hurt her, and she probably is just projecting that hurt onto Tinsley, and is like feeling jealous that Tinsley doesn't have to go through the same pain that she had to go through, right? Because like most situations like this are just like
projection.
But it's project. There's a certain name for the project. It's like self-projection or something like that. But I think that's really what's going on, is that she is really just projecting her hurt with the situation with John onto Tinsley.
Maybe, but John's the one who was showing up coked out of his mind. Like, I believe Bethany on all that stuff, that John and Dorinda are just like partying all night. They're both wasted. They're acting like idiots. They're doing drugs, doing all this shit, acting like fools. And part of the reason John looks stupid is because Dorinda is constantly making John look stupid. She's yelling at him. She's degrading him. You know, she's berating him and all this stuff on camera. So I don't know. You know, Dorinda is really a fucking asshole. And we've gone off on Dorinda a couple of... I've gone off on Dorinda for a couple of years about what just a fucking toxic person she is. She's horrible and she's dark. But God, I love her because she's also so amazing and fun. And like,
I don't think she's toxic. She's
extremely toxic. She tries to ruin everybody that she has any jealousy of.
I feel like Ramona's more toxic.
She sees Luann, and it's like she has to bring her down. And Luann's an asshole, too, in her own way. But like that's a different conversation. But Dorinda just goes so dark and so mean and so low every time. She's a toxic, miserable human being. And God, I love her. I really just do.
Well, because she's... You know what it is? Because Dorinda She gets drunk, she gets angry, she has a lot of anger issues, and she does, like, have jealousy things and have all this stuff that we're talking about. She has all that, but she also has a very warm and lovable side and a very giving side, and I think in that way, she's actually very human. And she is, like, a multifaceted person, because no one is ever all evil or all wonderful, right? And this is one of the reasons why Kyle Richards in her first season was so well liked, because Kyle would be so nasty and bitchy and rude, but then also was like very warm and loving and felt very emotionally honest. And I think that ultimately, I think Dorinda is ultimately emotionally very honest. Emotions that she's feeling, like that is like there's no filter. What she is feeling in that moment is what you're seeing, and I think that's why we like her, because ultimately we're getting an authentic version. And the one thing I just wanted to say about like hiding stuff, not hiding stuff, and Dorinda's feelings about that, I always think that's a losing argument. When I was saying I was not trying to defend her, I just think that like there are sometimes Bravo celebrities, and I think Jax is one of them too, who really resent other people for what they perceive as like not sharing. And I think that's always a losing argument, because ultimately what you decide to share and what you don't decide to share, that's on you. And if there's an issue with it, that's for the producers to decide and not for you. So just do you and be a good reality star and have fun.
Well, two things. One, Kyle, I don't think we liked her because she was like, oh, giving, loving person. I don't think that. I think that people, and I don't mean me and you, I just think in general, I think that people liked Kyle because Kyle had a bigger villain that she was fighting, which was Camille. Camille was such That's a fucking true. Asshole, and Kyle was funny about it. You know, Kyle was funny, but Kyle's a monster, and she was, if you go back and watch season one again, it's even worse, like, knowing what an asshole she is, like, seeing how she treats her sister and who she's friends with, and, but anyway, Kyle aside,
because we always
Tinsley to, wasn't always hiding stuff. Tinsley wasn't hiding. She's saying that she's hiding all this stuff with Scott. What was she hiding? I mean, she was showing that Scott didn't want to be with her. She was showing that she wanted marriage and Scott didn't. That Scott refused to move there for her and she refused to move there for him. She showed that she was miserable because she still didn't have her life as a charity girl and she got thrown in jail. She showed that she was just a miserable mess of a person. So I don't know what Dorinda is saying that Tinsley was doing that she wasn't showing, because if there is something, we have not seen that.
I think it really is. It just comes down to the fact that like you're always going for, I think she also resents the fact that she's always going back to Scott. I think that really drives her nuts, because it drives a lot of us nuts. And we're seeing that happening on Vanderpump Rules with Stassi and Kristen and how they're reacting. It gets really annoying when you have, friends who are like, oh, we're breaking up, and you have to devote all this energy to propping them up again, and then they go back to the guy or the girl or whatever. It gets really frustrating. And sometimes, and I think that probably Dorinda feels like, well, I have to be there, I have to shoot these scenes with her while she's crying, and I've got to prop her up, but then she won't even like, he won't come onto the show, and we don't even know, get to know what's going on, and she protects him, and yet I have to still pick up the pieces, and it's annoying, and I don't want to do it anymore. You know?
Yeah, I personally think that Dorinda has a problem with the fact that Tinsley's rich. She's still got some kind of youth left.
Well, there's that too.
And that she found another rich man. I feel like Dorinda's jealous. Like, she's ended up with some schlub. It's probably all
these things, by the way.
She doesn't like John. Yeah, she's like with John because she like fucking, let's be honest, like, you don't have to, my opinion, and only my opinion, is that she just gets fucked up with John all the time, is does drugs with John. That's her bond with John. So John is like some schlubby guy. He's not popular. Nobody likes him. Meanwhile, Princess Tinsley, it's like, here she comes. She fell down on her face, but she still gets to be on the same show as Dorinda and have all the same, you know, find another rich man, yet another one to take care of her. When, you know, I just think Dorinda is a miserable, toxic, fucking jealous human being. And I think that she's very authentic, like you were saying before about it. And that's why I like her. I still like her. But God, she's a goddamn mess. Like, get
I think she's a mess. I think she's a mess. I think she has rage issues. And I think that, like, there are certain things that she's not emotionally connected with in terms of like the things that she gets mad about. But I actually don't think she's toxic. I think that she has, I don't think she's toxic. I think she has resentments. And maybe the way her resentments come out is toxic, which I think is a subtle difference. I think there's like an intentionality there that's a little different. Although I will say when Dorinda went after Luann in Cartagena, that was a toxic moment for sure. That was, they had an entire falling out because of that. And that was, and she refused to apologize for that, which was so wrong. But again, I feel like I chalk that up to just not being in tune, emotionally in tune with herself. She seems to be very emotionally in tune with other people when she's sober, but she just doesn't seem to realize in herself, which is, I guess, what makes her a great reality star.
I just see her going for people. She finds the lowest moment and the thing that they're most horrified about or depressed about in their life, and she attacks them with it. And I have not seen anybody do that with Dorinda back. So that's why I call her toxic. She's disgusting. Like, no one has ever come at Dorinda and been like, Dorinda, you old jealous slag of a drunk. You are a fucking drunk and a drug addict. I mean, even Bethany went after Dorinda, but not her directly. She went after John. But she didn't even go after Dorinda. You think John is down there snorting rails alone with everybody else? Like, no one has come after Dorinda the way that she's come after them. No one has just been like, you sad, pathetic, fucking drug addict, you know? And they could have, because the way she goes after everybody else, they could have come after her, but they don't, you know? And so that's why I say she's toxic. She's just gross. And the only people she doesn't do it to are the people she's afraid of. Like Bethany. She didn't ever do it to Bethany. Every time she fought with Bethany, it was like, Melissa, we loved each other. She never got mean and low. It's the people that she knew that were at the rock bottom. Sonia, Sonia's always at rock bottom, let's face it. Luann, when Barbara. She saw Tinsley at her most pathetic and unable to like land the husband, or Tinsley's version of rock bottom, you know. She's just really mean. She's a really mean
This
person.
Might be the season where it happens. Based on the trailer, it looks like it might happen. Well, the other thing is, by the way, I think it's hard for people to go at her the way she goes at other people, because she does get really loud and angry, and it just gets unpleasant, even for these crazy bitches.
Yeah. And it looks like they're finally telling Dorinda this season, like, enough, lady. Yeah. You know, because it looks like it just gets worse from here.
Well,
but of course, we're all still going to be like, we still love Dorinda, because Dorinda, and I said it earlier tonight, and I'm going to say it a million times this season, the thing that makes Dorinda forgivable is that she actually apologizes. You know, she's like, okay, I did do that, and that was wrong, and I'm sorry. And she will try and make amends later.
Yeah. She has two sides of her personality, and they just don't always, it's hard to reconcile, because her sober side is like loving and wonderful and very sharp and very like emotionally aware and like great. And she has a bad side. She has a bad side. But anyway, we have a whole season where we'll probably have this argument about 45 more times per episode.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, my God. Well, what a fun way to start the season. Thank you guys for joining us. Our first, like, big live stream thing on Patreon. This was really fun. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's been amazing to read your comments scrolling up the side. Those have been really funny.
This has been so fun doing the streaming. It's been really great, like, being able to like insert those comments into our live stream as we talk, which is like we've never been able to do that before, and it's really cool. So,
and for those of you listening and you aren't here at the live time, that's okay, because it's still on Crappens on Demand. This video will be available. And also, next time we do a live show, we will try and do it at a time where East Coast people can actually watch a show and be here and see the show. It's the Real Housewives of New York premiere.
We had to hop on it. So we'll do another one of these soon enough, I'm sure. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Tell all your friends. We have nothing to shill. If you're here, you've already been shilled too.
Fix so. My life, Andy, Chastity, Lori, Tessa, Teresa, Morgan. Fix my life.
Everyone stay safe out there, by the way.
Everyone
be
here
good.
Who's been commenting. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Love you guys.